Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we were in week two of our series called The Good Life, where we're walking through the book of Job together. And this week, we got to see the beginning of Job's interaction with his three friends. His three friends showed up knowing that Job was hurting, knowing that Job was suffering. And after 7 days of silence and sitting with him, they all began to take turns speculating why Job was facing this pain and suffering in his life. And if you remember, their responses were less than helpful. Essentially, what they said to Job was, God is just, and we reap what we sow in life. And because you are facing this pain and the suffering in your life, because all these things have happened, you clearly must have done something that made God mad. And God is punishing you for your sin. Or maybe it wasn't your sin, but the sin of your children. The reason they died, the reason this tragedy has struck your family is because God is paying you back. And one of the takeaways that we talked about this last week at our Westerville location was that we need to be careful about speculation when it comes to God and God's will. The reality is, as humans, we don't have God's perspective when it comes to our pain and suffering. Like we can't see our life and our world from God's eternal perspective. We have a very finite and limited point of view. And so because of that, it can be unwise and even dangerous at times to think that we know what God is or isn't doing. And to speak in absolutes when it comes to God's will, especially when we're talking about pain and suffering. We actually see an example of this in the Gospel of John. In John chapter 9, verse 1, it says this: "As Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?'" You see, just like we saw with Job's friends, there was this assumption that pain and suffering were a punishment from God, and that if you had something like a disability, it was the result of sin, either your own sin or someone else's sin. And this was really the only category that they had for pain. Like if somebody was suffering, it's because they had done something wrong, and God was simply paying them back. They were getting what they deserved. But watch how Jesus responds to them in verse 3. He says, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Jesus says, actually, neither of them sinned. This man being born blind isn't about God punishing him or God getting back at his parents. This happened so that, meaning for a reason, for a purpose. And the purpose, Jesus said, was so that the works of God might be displayed in his life. He was born blind so that God could do something miraculous. You know, people will often try to leverage injustice and suffering as an argument against God's character or against God's existence. But they typically will leverage the injustice and suffering of other people in order to draw their own personal conclusions about God. Like if God allowed that person to get cancer, well then God must not be good. Or if God allowed them to lose a child, then God must not be good. But I think we need to be careful about using someone else's life or someone else's experience as a way to make our own theological case or argument. Because if we checked with those people who have walked through pain and suffering, you know, they may have a very different perspective of God and a very different perspective of their circumstance. You know, I've heard so many people who have walked through tragedy say something along the lines of, you know, "I would never want to go through that again, and I would never wish that on anyone else, but I wouldn't change it." And it's because their trial became a defining moment in their life. God used it to grow and strengthen their faith. God used it to develop their character and their perseverance. God had a divine purpose for their pain, that we may not be able to see from the outside. And so we need to be careful about speculating and making assumptions about what God is or isn't doing in someone's life. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us today. Maybe today you're struggling to trust the Lord in the middle of some kind of difficult season or situation, kind of like Job was. And I want to take some time to pray for you and then give you a chance to pray as well. And so, Lord, today we acknowledge that your ways are higher, that we don't understand everything that you're doing. And God, we don't want to try to play guessing games. We don't want to try to connect dots that may not be there, Lord, but we trust you. We believe that you are good, that you are in control, that you are working all things together for our good and for your glory. And so, Lord, help us to trust your character. Help us to trust your word and the promises that you have given us. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask and that we pray. Amen.